Good morning, church. Today I'll be reading to you Matthew 28, verse 19, where it says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." This might seem big at first, and it starts out with a therefore. That's why let's look at the verse before that. And in verse 18, it says, "And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.'" This puts the emphasis and the pressure of the command of making disciples now onto Christ's supreme authority. We are supported by his promise of Jesus' constant presence. To us believers, it should motivate us to joyfully make disciples by preaching the gospel and baptizing new believers in the Trinity. So remember, you have a purpose and Jesus has all the authority and is with you. Also notice in verse 18 that his authority extends over the whole earth. So there is no tribe, no nation, no ethnicity, no culture or religion that goes beyond Jesus' authority. So this should be the foundation of all missions, be it domestic here in Germany and Düsseldorf or anywhere in the world. So but what does it actually mean, making disciples, in verse 19? Luke 14 verse 27 says, "Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." So bearing the cross here does not primarily mean having a hard time. Rather, it means dying with Christ. For us, it means dying to the old attitudes of envy, strife, jealousy, of anger, selfishness, pride, and then turning to follow Jesus in newness of life. But when we make disciples, we bid the people to die to the old destructive ways and to live for Jesus, who loved them and gave his life for them. Now, looking at the command of baptizing and the meaning of baptism, it really develops out of this meaning of discipleship. In Romans 6, verses 3 to 4, it says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." So Jesus commands baptism as a part of disciple making because baptism signifies in an outward way what it means to become a disciple: death to self-reliance and a new life of faith following Jesus. So to all of you who are listening this morning, go with the full assurance of Jesus' authority and in confidence that by this you can be a light to the people around you and make a difference wherever God has placed you to be. Go in peace.